Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. $0 commission applies to online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and retail Fidelity accounts. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Warning, things are about to get intense.
I mean, Bree and I are talking like that intense moment when the room stops, maybe time stops, when everything might be going around you, but you're looking at that one person dead in the eyes, or a maple donut. And in our eyes, usually I'm giving that stare down when I want to ask my husband for his credit card so I can go shopping.
Ooh, that is the intense that I like. Intense heat, lasting plump.
From the hot new Lifter Plump from Maybelline, New York.
Formulated with chili pepper, Lifter Plump delivers a heated sensation for an instant lip plumping effect that lasts.
Available in 8 sizzling shades. Blush, Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and many more.
And you know me with that red, nothing like a red flag on my sizzling lips.
Oh, we know it, girl. Can you take that heat? Find your shade at Maybelline.com or a retailer near you.
Amazon shoppers get 10% off Lifter Plump purchase with code 10PLUMP for a limited time.
What up, everyone? Welcome back to the Bella's Podcast.
Put on your reading glasses, y'all, because it's time for the Bella's Book Club.
Wow, Nicole, was that a mom joke?
You know what, Brie? You're rubbing off on me, or I'm turning into a mom. Anyways, plus this week we've got a new rumor to kill in...
Kill a Rumor!
All right, here we go. Happy Wednesday, Bella Army. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Brie, and this is the Bella's Podcast.
All right, you guys, I'm so excited because our debut memoir, Incomparable, is going to be out soon, and we're going to give you the early scoop.
That means it's time for opening up, so let's pop that bottle.
All right, everyone, so today we are opening up with some amazing spicy lemonades. And we are totally stealing this recipe from Nobu because Brie and I dined at the new Nobu in Scottsdale, Arizona last week, and they made us the most amazing spicy lemonades ever. I mean, our first thought was like, we can't wait to have these with tequila. But I have to say, they did the job of mocktailing very well.
Yeah, I mean, these definitely rocked my world, and it made me feel like, you know what? I'm at a happy hour. I felt like I was at happy hour.
We did. We felt it. We lived it up. And today we're doing something different. Brie had an appointment in Arizona to see her baby, while I had an appointment here in California to see mine. So this is the first time that we're not together, Brie, doing
this. Do you miss me?
I kind of miss you a little bit. It's weird not to fully see your face, but it's okay.
It is. Well, I'm air toasting you right now.
Me too. Back at you, sister.
Well, speaking about a happy hour, Nicole and I, as you guys have seen within the last week, we had a very special announcement. I feel like we keep doing this, Nicole. We keep telling people, like, this special announcement. Like,
we're going to run out.
Right?
How are we going to keep up?
How are we ever going to top 2020? But you guys, as you saw, people online let you all know, and then we did. But we have a new book coming out May 5th, Incomparable. And, I have to tell you, my sister and I are really, really excited about this book, but also really, really nervous. You know, Nicole and I, obviously as reality stars, we've always put our lives out there. We don't hold back. The good, the bad, the ugly, you name it, we show it. But one thing that we kind of never told anyone about was our childhood and how we were raised into these strong women. And that is what our book will let you know, from the moment we shared a womb together to where we're at today. So we're really excited for you all. Right. There's a lot of stories you don't know about my sister and I that you'll read. Many more of my sister than me.
Thank you, Bree. But it's true. There's a lot I share in this book that I've actually have never talked about beyond my therapist and my sister. Even my mom will be hearing some stories for the first time. And I think, you know, sometimes we never actually get to hear from people all the time. Why do we open up in this way when it comes to writing a book, a memoir? And when Bree and I sat down with our ghostwriter, and it was like therapy sessions. We just started talking about our life. And I remember going to her, name's Elise, and I was like, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't put that in or I should hold back. And Elise really opened up my eyes to how my stories can help other women and girls out there, help them make different decisions or be stronger in this situation or how to avoid a certain situation. And our book is about loss, abuse, and a lot of rough times. And one thing that Bree has said, and it's been quoted, is that, you know, we became the heroes of our own stories.
And Nicole and I really wanted to come at it the way we've always felt in our hearts, is if we act like victims, then we're already cutting, growing as humans, growing as women short. For us, it was always about being the survivor, because we feel like a survivor can overcome anything. And you find this inner strength, because at the end of the day, there is not one human being I've met who's perfect. And that's why we wrote this book, because I sometimes think social media makes us believe that life is way more perfect than what it really is. And my sister and I wanted you to just see our stories, to see the way we were raised, to see the mistakes we made, and we still are making. So, you know, you're not alone. That's why we love doing reality television. And hey, my sister and I are the first ones to be people's punching bags. We get judged and criticized a lot. People have strong views of us, and people love us and give us very positive reviews. But we do it just so all of you know you're not alone.
The one thing about our memoir that I had told the publishing company that we worked with was it has to be inspirational, motivational. It can't just be a book about putting over what we've done in life or talking about bad things or putting people down. Like, you have to like walk away from this book feeling inspired or motivated. Like it has to have something to it. So we really worked hard on that. And I have to say the writing process was truly incredible. It was definitely therapy sessions, different therapy sessions. And we had an incredible ghostwriter who's become a friend. You guys have to check her out. She's part of the Goop group. You could actually check her out on Netflix right now. When I was scrolling through Netflix and I saw Elise on there, I'm like, this is so crazy. But Elise Lohan, and she's just incredible. And I have to say, like, it was such an amazing process sitting down and going through your life. And if anything, if you're never going to write a memoir, I actually urge you to either find a therapist, do it with yourself with a journal, and like write your life down from beginning to where you're at now. And it's crazy everything that comes out, but things that you like have deep down inside that you're like, whoa, I didn't even know that was there, you know, and it could help you heal for sure.
Right. And also, we want to say thank you, too, to Simon & Schuster, who did publish our book. And, you know, it's funny because, like, our story doesn't end because we came out with a book. It's going to keep going. We like to think we're going to have a Bella series. And this first series is just so important to us because there are a lot of stories you guys haven't heard. I mean, for me, one chapter is about Bear. It was my boyfriend who passed away in high school my senior year. And the impact of not only him when he was alive, what he did to my life and how he changed me, but how his death changed me too. And it changed me in a spiritual way, but also just, you know, I thought I literally was on this one path. And when you have something tragically happen like that, it just changes everything, like the way you live, the way you start to look at stuff. And I really go in detail in one of the chapters about that. I know everyone always sees my tattoos on my lower stomach, and you've heard me speak about them here and there, but it's been very vague. And so now you get a really deep look into how my life was affected and just my relationship with him.
Right. And, you know, for me, you know, some of the stories that I share that people haven't heard is stuff about high school, and I won't go too in depth about it yet because I really want you to pick up the book and read it. But it was just certain things, especially sexually, that happened to me. I open up about my virginity and how I lost it. And, you know, something that was really important for me when I finally was strong enough to know that I could share these stories was I look at my nieces, and now that I'm a mom, oh, Brie, do I have to actually drink for that?
Do you know everyone's going to get super drunk because you're going to start saying it. Watch.
Oh, yeah, they are. But now that I'm becoming a mom, it's like I actually want these girls to be so educated because there were things that I put myself in a situation, and for so long I blamed myself, but it wasn't my fault. But maybe there's certain situations that I could have avoided. And I really hope my stories help young girls with that, so things don't happen to them that they did with me, because the things that happen, they scar you and they can change who you are as a person, and you can even lose yourself. And I really go into about three of those high school stories that really changed so much for me, fighting depression and just, you know, feeling like I had no worth. So I definitely open up about all that, which was really, really tough.
And, you know, something too is in the first couple episodes of Total Bellas, which goes on air April 9th, you'll see a lot about this book and having to go to our family members to just ask them if we can tell our story. And so you'll see how it all unravels. And it's just, it's hard, it's tough, but at the same time, it's empowering. So we're really excited, and we hope all of you are excited. So make sure you go out. I think you can pre-order our book. Nicole and I have all our links up, and just keep following us on social media to get the updates. And we will see you all on our live podcast book tour. So those dates will be coming soon too. But you know, Nicole and I did think it would be kind of special, not only to share our book announcement with you all, but to share what books that we are inspired by and what we love. I know we always make jokes that we never read, and I think we always just make those jokes because of Bella Brains. But Nicole and I actually keep books on our nightstand because we always need to read something every day to inspire us. Times when I read comments on social media, or if I'm having a hard day, or even there's days where I'm like, you know, I need something to just make me feel good or be inspired. There's certain books I go to. So Nicole and I really wanted to share those with you. We're kind of like, we could use this time and it can be like a Bella book club. So Nicole, do you want to share first?
So I'm currently reading a book called Magical Beginnings and Enchanted Lives. I know people are going to feel a certain way when I say this, but it is a holistic guide to pregnancy and childbirth. And it's by one of my favorite authors, but also meditation leaders, Deepak Chopra. But Deepak is one of my favorite human beings in the world. I listen to him and Oprah's meditations all the time. But I have to say that I have been loving this book because it teaches you certain things about like connecting with your baby spiritually, and like how you can meditate with your baby and you could have that energy. But also what I really have been loving about this book that I've never heard from anyone else, not my sister, not a doctor, but all these different exercises to really prepare yourself for childbirth. And they're exercises that I never thought of or would do. It's stuff with your groin and all these different things. And then even they give you exercises to do with your significant other who you're having this baby with, that helps you have a deeper, amazing relationship. So I have to say I've really, really have been enjoying it so far. It's a really good book.
Oh, that's awesome. How did you not get me a copy?
I know. Brie, you would be obsessed with this.
Yeah. Well, do you remember, I just bought you a book the first 40 days. So I think you owe me now.
I got to wait for my first 40 days, but yeah.
But you have to still read it to know. You don't read it the first 40 days. You need to be prepared for the first 40 days of that baby.
That's true. You're right, actually.
So start reading it.
Good point.
I know. What would you do without me? So I'm actually between two books. I mean, one I swear by, and I've told my sister, I've told Honeybee Eileen, every person who asks me, like, what book do you think I need? I always tell them The Wisdom of Sundays, Life-Changing Insights from Super Soul Conversations by Oprah Winfrey. you guys.
Oh, yeah. I keep meaning to read that because you put it over huge.
Yeah. I will say every book she's had, I put over huge because they're all inspiring. Yeah. It's crazy. But what I love about her books, and especially this one, you don't read from the first page to the end. You could literally open it up to any page and you just feel like, wow, I needed that. Like, you just feel really good. And I remember just after the Hall of Fame announcement and some of the controversy with my sister and I, and, you know, it's a roller coaster of emotions. And I was like, you know what? I got to stay off being online, like, just get off. And I opened up this book and I just all of a sudden, like, 40 minutes went by and I was reading so much in there and I just felt lighter and freer and happy. And I just was like, wow, I needed that in my life. Like, I needed to disconnect from my phone and I just needed to sit in my quiet room and just read this. And it changed my day. And it just made me feel like I walked out with a bigger smile on my face to my husband, to my daughter. So you guys, that book, you're going to fall in love. And then this other book that I started to read, it just came out and it's called Seeking Slow, Reclaim Moments of Calm in Your Day by Melanie Barnes. And I was flipping through a magazine and I was reading her interview because she said something like, there can be great significance in the small, quiet moments. I was like, oh, this is interesting. It is very much up my alley. So her book has been killing it for me. It's just... we all live really fast-paced lives, and I feel like our lives are so crazy, and I feel like we're scared when we have a day that is super calm, but her book just makes you feel like, no, calm is needed, and calm is the way. So those are the books I recommend. Also, I'm just going to say my all-time favorite book that I've read like 10 times is The Alchemist. You guys, if you have not read this book, you are just doing a disservice to yourself. I came across this book a long time ago, I think 7 years ago, and I have just been in love, and I read it at least once a year, if not more.
I think sometimes what we forget about, you know, like you said, like the book, it made me feel good. I read this and I just felt like I was smiling stuff. There's reasons when they came out, Chicken Soup for the Soul, like our soul needs to be fed. And whether that's learning music or reading a book, sometimes we all get lost on social media or on TV shows and we're not really feeding our souls. But it is crazy when you start to feed your soul or give your body knowledge, like how happy it is. And I think we forget that because we're so focused on losing weight or making sure our kids are okay or that our car looks good and our car goes to the shop. But why is it we always forget about feeding our soul? That's the most important thing ever that we have.
Yeah. Or shows like Love is Blind that is just taking up too much of my time. It's like,
you know that right when we're done recording this session, I'm watching the season finale. That is the first thing. I literally was like, Artem, you need to cook dinner because I want to sit with my feet up with dinner on my belly and I need to watch Love is Blind finale because I need to know who gets married and who doesn't. But you know what, Brie, wait, we can't talk more about this because we're going to talk more about this in Healer Babyface.
Okay, so good, because I have some heels and baby faces in my head right now on that show.
Oh my gosh. Okay, well, don't get me too excited yet because you know I love to debate with you. And right now I'm really loving this show. But I just want to give all of our listeners a quick update on our pregnancies. One, don't worry, everyone. I have been seeing what you've been tweeting. And yes, I am bringing Artem on the podcast so you could hear from him about his thoughts about pregnancy, the baby. I know everyone's been wanting to hear. Actually, Brie, they've been writing about Brian too. Everyone wants to hear from the men. So we are going to be bringing them on soon. We'll make sure to let you know on social media when we interview them and bring them on. But I have to say, today I turned 17 weeks and I got to go see my cute little baby. Oh my goodness, my baby's so cute. But Brie, why don't you tell him what we figured out right before we started recording?
That our babies look alike.
Yep.
It's really weird because both Nicole and I had an ultrasound today and
they have the same profile.
They have the same profile. And like, we understand.
What?
Like, this early on in the game, like you feel like all babies look the same, but ours are like identical. It's really crazy to me. And I was really nervous because last night I had a situation in the middle of the night where I was feeling like all these contractions and I'm like, no, this can't be right. And
it was the hot wings. No.
Right?
We had hot vegan wings yesterday.
Yeah.
Approved by the doctor, of course.
Right.
And that had to go through your mind at one point when you felt like you were having contractions.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Of course it did. I was like, you got to be kidding me, Brie. Like, lay off the spice. But no, but the thing is it's my good old C-section scars. So, yep, I'm in the clear, baby, super healthy, and stuff I'm just going to be dealing with because of my C-section scars. So that was good. But I will say it was really funny when Nicole and I exchanged our ultrasound pics, and I'm like, no way. Our babies have the same face and head. All right, you guys, I cannot wait to tell everyone who I think the heels or the baby faces are on Love is Blind. That segment is up next, but first, a quick break.
Welcome to a special segment brought to you by Xfinity. Nikki and I juggle a lot of different roles, being moms, wives, sisters, TV personalities, podcast hosts, partners in wine. So that means our days are very chaotic. I love being a mom first, but I have to say, I've never wanted to really sacrifice my career. And that's why we partnered up with Xfinity. Get a powerful connection that works throughout your home with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi. Whether I'm on a video call for work, I don't have to worry about them dropping. Or if I'm watching cooking videos to make something fun for the kids, and I feel like I've been able to be this hands-on mom, work from home, I feel like I can just balance everything, as long as I have some reliable internet. Today, I was able to make my kids some breakfast, but before I took them to school, I had to jump on a video call. Head to my office, boom, I sit on the desk, and next thing you know, I'm in a meeting with people in England, and I'm going over a presentation with people in New York. The one thing I have to say that Xfinity has given me is peace of mind. I feel like Xfinity has literally made my household run very nicely, very calmly, and I am so blessed for them. That wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity has allowed me to do so much of my day. Reliable internet isn't just a luxury for us, it's a must. With wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity, you worry less about dead spots because let's be honest, they're the worst. Huge thank you to Xfinity for supporting the show. Take your Wi-Fi further with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi from Xfinity. With reliable coverage on all your devices, home just got even sweeter with Xfinity. Learn more at Xfinity.com.
1 in 8. That's how many people have worked at a McDonald's. Who'll serve millions the best Big Mac and best birthday party they've ever had? Who haven't just seen kids graduate from a Happy Meal, but have gotten help graduating themselves? Because they know the skills learned here.
Bienvenidos. Welcome to English Under the Arches.
Can help you grow from here or keep growing here.
Hi, welcome to McDonald's.
1 in 8 start at McDonald's. And where you start stays with you.
Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants, price may vary.
I have to say, Winston and Penelope love me better than I feel any human in the world. Their love is so deep and so unconditional. I feel like their goal in life is just to make me so happy and to make me feel proud of them. I just couldn't imagine life without my little Winston and my little Penelope.
Oh, I love that. And I agree. And that's why Merrick Pet Care is the absolute best. It was founded in Hereford, Texas. Merrick has been crafting high-quality dog food for over 30 years. Real is Merrick's recipes, so they always use deboned meat, fish, or poultry as the number one ingredient. Merrick crafts real ingredients into homestyle recipes like real Texas beef and sweet potato or Grammy's pot pie.
I'm so picky what I give Penelope and Winston. When it comes to ingredients, it's all about how healthy it is, how simple it is to read the ingredients, and Merrick does exactly that.
Let's be honest, dogs are a part of the family. That's why Merrick's a great choice. So check out Merrick online or in your local pet store and look for their new packaging with real ingredients shown on the bag and inside it. All right, everyone, welcome back to our new segment, Heel or Babyface.
In the wrestling world, heels are the bad guys and babyfaces are the good guys.
That is right, and we're going to be the pop culture referees to determine if someone was being a heel or a babyface.
All right, so Nicole and I are so excited to tell you who we think the heels and the babyfaces are of Love is Blind, a show hosted by Nick and Vanessa Lachey.
That's right. By the way, you know Love is Blind right now is the number one show on Netflix.
Oh, so I can see.
Yeah, right? Well, you're not supposed to. Just kidding. You know, that was kind of a joke. But anyways, but if you guys haven't heard about Love is Blind yet, I suggest checking it out because it's a show about dating. It's like actually speed dating. So these people don't see each other for 2 weeks. So they get to know each other without seeing each other and they have to get engaged. They could say yes or no, but there's a certain amount of couples that said yes. And then they have to immediately live with each other. And I think it's only for a month and then they get married.
Well, you forgot about they go on a vacation together.
Well, that's right. So you guys have to just check it out. It's an experiment this group wanted to do to see, is love truly blind? And I do have to say, there's a part of me that finds this very beautiful because it was amazing to see people have connection without ever seeing each other. And I think the point of that's really beautiful because sometimes we don't give people a chance because at first they don't make us horny. Is that how I would say that? They don't turn
well,
us on.
I mean,
so we choose not
there you
to
go.
Talk to them. Yeah, sorry. Horny was a bad word. I'm going to blame it on the hormones of pregnancy because that's how I'm feeling currently. But
oh my gosh.
Is that TMI?
Yeah.
Well, oh.
I don't need to know if you're horny. Let's get back to Love is Blind. So what Nicole and I are going to do is we're going to talk about the couples and then we're going to say who the heel or the baby face is. Can we please start with Jessica and Mark?
Ooh, yes. I think we're going to agree on this one.
Okay, really quick. How many of you out there get so embarrassed for Jessica?
It's so embarrassing that it almost makes me have to turn it off because I get so uncomfortable. Because I'm like, we've been drunk on TV a lot, but I've never seen anyone so hot and cold and mean and nice. She's legitimate fire and ice. She's the biggest heel I think I've ever seen on reality TV.
Yeah, and I thought I drank a lot of wine on reality television. I'm like, that girl always has a drink. I'm like, dang.
I know, right? Which, no judgment there. Like, do your thing. But then when you're telling your fiance that you will wear the ring, you won't wear the ring, that Barnett's hot and sexy and you're not, and like, stop talking about your mom. Oh my God, this poor guy. Then I had to start thinking about my relationships that I've had in the past. I'm like, did I do that to people? Do I do that to Artem? Like, this is terrible. And then I feel bad. I'm like, well, now I know why this girl isn't married.
I know.
I mean, I feel bad judging, but she's such a heel. Mark is such a baby face. He seems like such a great guy, especially for being 24. And I don't think they're going to go. I don't think they're going to make it. So
I know. I mean, if Mark was smart, he wouldn't do it because I feel like he shouldn't be in a relationship like that. But I agree with you, Nicole. Jessica is the heel 100%. Mark is the baby face. I don't know if they get married or not. But Mark, do yourself a favor. Find another woman.
Yes. Bounce quick.
Yeah.
Because Mark, if you don't, your mom is going to fly to wherever Jessica's at after she's watched this season, and she's going to do it for you.
Yeah.
All
she
right.
Is.
So now we're going to talk about Cameron and Lauren. I have to say, I love Lauren. Now, I like this couple. I do. But I have to say, I agree with Lauren's dad. He's way too chill. Right?
But he could be nervous about the cameras. Sometimes when cameras are constantly following you, and especially in intimate situations, I think it can make you uncomfortable. The one thing I like about this couple, I'll say, is they just respect each other. And
they
feel like they've done everything in a very mature way.
I agree. Like, look, for me, Cameron and Lauren are both baby faces. They're both baby faces. They respect each other. They're mature. They definitely, you can tell, want to find love. But Lauren is a 10. Lauren is awesome. She's well-educated. She's funny. She's beautiful. Like, there's so much going on for Lauren that I see her with someone else. You know what it is? I don't see the sparks that she had from not seeing him to when she's with him now.
I agree with you.
You know what I mean? But they're both baby faces.
They're both baby faces. And I feel like in the long run, they're going to be really good friends because I see just a friendship with them.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to see if they really walk down the aisle because for some reason, I feel like she's not going to do it just based on her family. I feel like she doesn't fully have her family's approval.
Her
she's
dad
not
was
gonna do it.
So cute and sweet. Like, I love how protective he is of her. I really respected everything her dad said to Cameron. And I don't know. I don't think it'll go through. But let's talk about Giannina and Damien. Whoa, this relationship.
Yeah, she, to me, is a little crazy.
a little?
You know, it's funny because when they first saw each other and their connection, I was like, oh, awesome. Like,
really cute.
They really have a strong connection. It seems like emotionally and sexually, they both felt very emotional about like just meeting each other. It just all felt right. But then G just got a little mean. And there's this side I kind of saw when they started to live together. And I was just kind of like, ooh, I don't know if Damien can live with that. And it started to feel like their relationship went south very quickly.
I mean, this is my thing. If you're fighting like that and you've only known each other for a month, that's a massive red flag. Like, get out while you can. She legit told him that she goes, you know how you always tell me that I'm really good in bed and you know how I never tell you? Damn.
Right?
She legit, angry, told him, like, you're not that great in bed.
Like, you just took his manhood away.
Yeah. And he's supposed to say I do. Which they ended on them and they're coming back on them for the season finale. And I just, by the way, he was doing his cry face. He's saying no.
Well,
I don't.
And the blonde I see running away, I feel like is her. It looks like her hair. And so I'm kind of thinking like you, Nicole. But G, you're right there with Jessica. You're a heel. Damien, you're a baby face.
He is a baby face. I definitely agree. Okay, let's talk about our next couple, Amber and Barnett. I have to say, I'm really like them.
I do think they're perfect for each other.
They look so perfect for each other. Uh-oh.
But there's a but. Obviously, I feel like his family does not approve. And
no,
obviously
they don't.
Tonight, I'm going to see if they show up. But I also think how she laid on him about like the student loans and just wanting to be a housewife and all that kind of stuff. I kind of just felt like, all right, are you in this because you're really in love? Are you in it because maybe this is like your next job?
No, what I appreciate about Amber is that she's honest.
She is
the girl's
honest.
Telling you what she wants out of marriage. I'm sorry, but you could see the sparkle in her eye for Barnett. She is so in love. I feel like they're so compatible. They both live the same way. They joke the same way. They already know they have great chemistry in the bedroom. I just think the only thing that's going to be difficult for them in the beginning is Barnett's family, but I think they're going to work out over time. So I'm saying they're both baby faces in my eyes.
I do agree with you, but I also feel like Amber needs to show a little independence. She seems a little too clingy, but I do agree. They're a great couple. They've been really fun to watch. So they're both baby faces in my eyes.
Oh, nice. Okay, let's talk about our last couple, Kelly and Kenny.
So this couple is just bizarre to me because when they first met and how it all was, I'm like, oh, wow, like they are getting married. And then when Kelly just like all of a sudden was like, I'm not sexually attracted to him, I'm not having sex, I was like, wait, what? It threw me. And then it all of a sudden their situation became very weird to me and hard to watch. Do you feel the same?
Well, I mean, I think they're so compatible. How their families got along, I was like, whoa, like, their family even had instant chemistry and connection. I just feel bad for Kenny because Kelly keeps saying when he watches the show, he's going to feel really bad about himself because she keeps saying how she's not sexually attracted to him. And this is the thing. You can't help how your vagina feels, right, at the end of the day. Like, it's not screaming for Kenny.
You can't.
She can't fake it. So I understand it. But I was rooting for them because they seem so perfect. Their family seems so perfect. Everything about it seems so perfect. But there is a big missing piece. And as everyone who's listening is married, you know that sex is a big part of a marriage. So I don't think it makes Kelly a heel, but maybe.
I'll tell you who the heel is in this situation.
Who?
It's Kenny. Because when all the boys were talking about sex, Kenny said, let's just say I couldn't go running the next day.
And yeah,
I was
Kenny, like, why'd you lie? Like, you
to me,
know
that's like
you're being filmed.
Yeah,
that like, was you just, weird.
I felt like he wanted the boys to think he had sex when he just cuddled and kissed all night. And I was like, heel, you're that guy. Heel.
Actually, good point, Brie. I have to make him a heel because you shouldn't lie about who you have sex with.
That's right. I've seen girls' reputations get ruined to guys like that. You're a heel, Kenny.
Kenny's a heel. Kelly's a face. All right. So in the end, Brie, we have three heels in Love is Blind. We have Jessica, G, and Kenny. But we got a lot of baby faces in the house for Love is Blind. We got Mark and Cameron and Lauren and Damian, Amber and Barnett. Oh, wait. And I can't forget Kelly. All right, everyone. Well, if you haven't seen Love is Blind on Netflix, make sure to go watch it so you know what we're talking about with the heels and the baby face. Plus, it's hosted by my two good friends, Nick and Vanessa Lachey. But now it is time for
Killer Rumor.
Thank you, Brie, for that. All right, so this week's rumor is that Nikki was sub-tweeting John, which made some headlines, my ex-fiance. So I put out a tweet, and it went like wildfire because there were some people in sub-headlines that thought I was throwing shade to my ex-fiance, which, goodness, people, it was not the case, but I'm going to read you the tweet. The tweet states, sometimes your misery is another's happiness. Sometimes we come into someone's life to teach them something or how to live, or someone comes into ours to do the same. Smile knowing you showed them how life is really meant to be lived by loving, by kindness, by letting go of rules. Heart N. Okay, I wasn't going to kill this, but after I saw it get posted by some legitimate sites and Instagrammed out, I was like, I hate always talking about this, but it was bothering me, and I really want to clarify something, especially because Brie and I have been going through the book writing process, and I can't tell you, it has been amazing therapy. But my ex-fiance is not the only man that I have loved in this world. I was in love 3 times before him. He was the 4th person I loved, and I have loved after him, and I still love. I think what kind of sucks is when you have a public relationship, anytime I want to post a quote or I want to share words of wisdom, everyone always thinks I'm talking about him. I don't always talk about my ex-fiance. And honestly, you guys, I have no reason to throw shade at him. I can't tell you guys enough. I'm not the type of person. I wish people knew that. My life does not revolve around my ex-fiance. And I don't know if I'm alone in this, but sometimes I'll read quotes and they might be sad quotes or a quote that I might not be feeling, but I find it beautiful. Like, there's so much poetry that I'll go to post and then I won't post it because I'll be like, oh, someone's going to think I'm sad today, or someone's going to think I'm thinking about my ex. No, I love poetry. I love quotes. I love all of a sudden thinking of something and being like, oh, I want to put that out there. Sometimes I'm going to reminisce about my high school sweetheart or stupid stuff I would do in my 20s or stuff that I've learned. Rules, I have learned, I get it. We did an episode on Total Bellas where John put rules on the home. That is not where that rule part came in. I've been in so many relationships where I had rules on drinking, on what I should wear, on you can't go hang out with your friends, you can't go to bachelorette parties. Like, there's so many different things of that rules consist of in relationships for myself. It's not just one that you saw on TV. So please, everyone know that tweet had nothing to do with John. It had something to do with everything in my life, and it just came to me and I posted it. I will never throw shade to John nor any of my exes. I won't even throw shade to Brie on days she makes me mad when sometimes I think I would like to. But
you better
I wouldn't
not
do that to Brie.
Or I'll kill it.
Right?
I'll kill a rumor.
Yeah, you
know.
Will.
I also have to say is I think that goes for John's tweets as well. I kind of feel like anytime John puts a tweet out, people automatically think he's throwing shade your way as well.
Right.
And I feel like people do have to get over it. Like, it's been, you know, a while. And John's going to talk about stuff going on in his life currently, and you talk about stuff going in your life currently, and it's not about each other. And tweets don't always have a hidden message. Sometimes tweets just are the message. So just read it for what it is, and that is it.
Right. So you know what? I'm going to start posting more poetry that I write. And let me just tell everyone, so I'm going to kill the rumor before it starts. My poetry is usually sad and depressing and comes from a dark place, but that's what helps me release it. So don't worry about me if I post it. And please don't think I'm throwing shade at someone else. I'm just speaking from my heart. But anyways, this rumor is officially killed. There is no ex Shaden in my book or on my social media. Sorry to disappoint you all. So see a rumor. You have been officially killed.
All right. And now it's time for Bella Army Q&A.
As always, tweet at Bella Twins with the hashtag Bella's Podcast, and we might pick your question to answer on the show.
This week, we're answering a tweet from at BabyCake72011, and the question is, at Bella Twins, I'm a huge fan and I think y'all are amazing. I have a question for both. Brie, any advice that you could give Nikki on being pregnant and becoming a mom for the first time? And Nikki, would you like to have a natural birth or epidural? Any name ideas? Love you all. Hashtag Bella's Podcast. Well, I think I will start, Nicole. So definitely advice I can give my sister for being pregnant is not to be hard on yourself, because I feel like something we all do as first-time moms when we go through that first 9 months of pregnancy is all the body changes, and it rocks you because you just, every week you're seeing yourself grow and grow in places you didn't realize you could grow in. You're seeing your hips expand. It's just a lot's going on, and sometimes you look in the mirror and it's hard to stay confident. But I always tell her, I'm like, you have to look at it differently. Like, you're literally creating a baby, and not everyone gets that opportunity. It's truly the miracle of life. So instead of cutting down, you know, how you feel you look in the mirror, you really should love the fact that what's happening inside you is just a miracle. So I always give her that advice because it has been hard on you, huh, Nicole?
It definitely has. Your one comment when you said you got to throw vanity out of the window. I mean, it's true. And vanity isn't, sometimes we hear that word and we think of being conceited and stuff. No, vanity is just self-care of what we want.
Yeah, like, and caring about your looks, which is fine.
Yeah, taking care of myself. And that's something I definitely have had to let go of for sure.
And then also advice on becoming a mom for the first time is, I love all you moms out there, but sometimes we can be hard on each other and we kind of can judge each other. And when I first became a mom, I didn't realize there was a lot of mom shaming out there. And what I tell my sister is, you're going to hear a lot of opinions. You're going to get judged for everything you do as a new mom. And to kind of just ignore that. It's between you and your baby. Like, for some people, there might be sleeping routines that work for them and their baby. It might be different for you and your baby. There might be different ways that you guys cuddle or take naps, or maybe you want to co-sleep, maybe you don't. Like, I just tell her all the time, you're going to have a lot of people come at you with their opinions. They're all going to feel like they're right. You do you, because you and your baby, you guys will speak your own little language.
Oh, I can't wait for us to speak our own little language. And for me, natural birth or epidural? Epidural all the way. I do not want to feel that, which I know I already will.
Are you sure? I felt 10 hours of it.
And you know what the main thing is I would be brave enough to attempt a natural birth, but what I like about an epidural, it relaxes the body, and I think that helps the baby come out. So
I will say this.
I that know is that's going to be a debate later on.
No, I was actually shocked because I went through 10 hours of natural birth, and I felt just pain I never in my life thought I'd feel. When I got that epidural, I took a two-hour nap, yeah. And I was still in labor. And I...
And
it
that was probably your last nap for many years.
Oh, you know it, girl. I honestly was mind blown just being in such severe pain to all of a sudden not feeling a damn thing. So I debate with my second. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. I haven't made any decisions. But I will say that epidural was pretty heavenly.
See?
But it was.
And hey, amen to the women that have done that natural birth.
But I will say,
a lot of women make it look beautiful. And yeah. I wish I could, but
I didn't make it look beautiful.
No, you didn't. But it was, I'm scarred for that.
Yeah. But now I like to look back and be like, well, I at least know what it all felt like.
Yeah, that's true.
I felt the pain through my toes from my spine to my head. I felt all of it.
And for your last question at Baby Cakes, any name ideas? You know, we haven't really discussed that. You either, right, Brittany?
No.
So that will have to be another episode on the Bellas podcast that we bring the men on and talk baby names. But as right now, I am just trying to get Artem and I on the right page of being parents because we're scared. All right. Thank you so much at BabyCake72001 for your question. And that's it for this week's Bella Army Q&A. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's podcast.
Yes, and make sure to check out our new memoir, Incomparable. We can't wait to hear what you guys think of it.
Oh my gosh, so excited. And make sure to tweet us your questions for Bella Army Q&A with the hashtag Bella's Podcast.
And call 833-QBELLAS to ask us for on-air advice in our segment, Dear Bellas.
Yes, and don't forget, tweet at us and call us with your pregnancy and childbirth questions. We're going to have some experts on soon, and we're curious what you all want to know.
Show us love by rating the show, leaving a review, and hitting subscribe.
And until next week, remember to stay fearless.
And you'll always go Brie mode if you drink along with us.
See you next Wednesday.
And as Birdie likes to say,
bye-bye.
This is a big year. The Ohio Lottery's golden anniversary. 50 years of excitement, of growing jackpots and crossed fingers. 50 years of funding for schools, of changed lives and brightened days. 50 years of fun, and that is worth celebrating. So watch for can't-miss promotions, huge events, and new games that will make the Ohio Lottery's 50th year its biggest one yet. Learn more at funturns50.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because
I love the charcoal mask. Great, because why would I put that on my face when I could drop it in my sink?
This is what I get for multitasking. Ugh, why is charcoal so sticky?
Hello?
Hey, Janice. I am so sorry. I thought I was on mute. No, we don't need to reschedule. I'll just stay off camera.
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed.